from the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G. Scott and Ursula Wojtyn.
Happy birthday!
Hey, come on out! Yeah!
Happy birthday!
There it is! Oh, thank you. By the way, it's my favorite rendition of Happy Birthday, Stevie Wonder. I love it. Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Can't
I feel good.
Can't help but be in a good mood after hearing that.
But, you know, we've been in a good mood all week.
We really
had fire shows. But hold up. This is what I love about doing this show. We bring up Sweet Caroline and representatives Nick and Paul. Talked about why they love the song so much.
As young as they are, even though it's a very old tune.
Yeah, but their representation matters. Uh-huh. So anyways, when it comes to this song, I just found out, and is it true? And I'm never going to look and listen to this song the same again. What is this song, Sweet Caroline? What is that about?
Okay, so Neil Diamond in 2007 admitted that it was inspired by Carolyn Kennedy. Now, they didn't know each other, though. It's not that he dated her. He was actually, at the time, he was inspired by a childhood photo of Carolyn Kennedy, obviously the daughter of John F. Kennedy and Jacqueline Kennedy
what?
Onassis. The two did not know each other.
He was inspired by what?
A picture of her, a very sweet picture
what
of her.
What type of photo?
He was a childhood photo. She just had a sweet innocence about her. And well, here's the deal. He was married at the time. His wife's name was Marcia, and he had promised his wife he was going to write a song based on her, but he said the name Marcia just didn't work. So he came up with Sweet Caroline. He used the name Caroline.
I need to dissect these lyrics, Dan.
Yeah, so the song came out in 1969. And no one really knew that. So I think a lot of people assumed that it must have been written, you know, because he dated somebody named Caroline. But no, it actually was from a photo. They didn't know each other.
So real quick, I want to make sure I got this straight. So according to this, Neil Diamond, he took the name after Carolyn Kennedy, and then he saw a photo of when she was a child.
Yes.
But he told his wife he couldn't really make the song about. So is the song about Carolyn Kennedy or is it about his wife?
I think it's about his wife. But
why is it
the name
I think?
Caroline? Because Sweet Marcia.
Okay,
boom,
no.
Boom. That doesn't work.
I agree it doesn't work. What I'm saying is even though he replaced the name, is the song about her? Because I'm getting ready to go look at the lyrics later on today. Because I need to know, are the lyrics about his wife?
I think or inspired by his wife. They're now exes, by the way, but...
Shocker.
Yeah, at the time, he was married to Marcia Murphy.
Okay.
He had promised her a song, but he just couldn't get her name to fit the melody.
Mm.
So the name seemingly made it into his notes years before that when he was a young, broke songwriter. So he had the song, he had the idea of the song, but Caroline, and again, he was inspired just by a picture of a young Caroline Kennedy.
Hey, before we move on and get to agree to disagree.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever been listening to a story that you're listening to and then just in your mind, just bells go off and just something ain't sitting right with you?
Yeah.
I'm just asking if you've ever had that moment.
Yes.
That's the moment I'm having right now. Something's not adding up. And now I'm curious.
Yes. He says it was an innocent, wonderful picture. He finally admitted it to her again. Not until 2007. What that song came out, what, in 19, did I say 1969?
Yeah.
It was a long time ago. Yep.
Hey, if I see any of you all singing this song, I'm judging you, by the way. All right, let's get to it. Agree to Disagree, brought to you by Garden Roofing and Gutters.
One of these days, we just got to take off the gloves, just really go at it.
All right, you, yes, that's right, you can help name Washington State's new apple. I'm always blown away that more apples are coming every year. It's something that I still get adjusted to living out here in the Pacific Northwest. This apple is described as firmly crisp. It has a pink blush over yellow with a sweet and tart taste. That's from the Seattle Times. What would you name this apple? And Ursula, what is the best apple?
Okay, just right now, tip of my tongue, you said luscious?
It's firmly crisp, pink and yellow with sweet and tart taste.
Okay. Luscious tart.
There you go.
Okay. It's making me think about what apples I enjoy eating, and then I realized my favorite apples are caramel apples.
Okay.
It was so pathetic. Apples are not my jam, even though we live in a state where I should love apples, and apples are such an important fruit in our state, and it's a product that screams Washington, and we have the best apples.
So I don't want to get in trouble, because I realize where I am talking to and where area I'm at. But I got to be honest with y'all.
Yeah. You don't like apples.
A lot of you guys are apple snobs. And you need to have a particular brand. And this one's better. And no, this one's better. And all that.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Ursula. You know what's better? You want some caramel on there?
Peanut butter?
Peanut butter on there. In your case, Nutella. You know what I mean? That's the apple for me. But again,
it's the unhealthiest apple. Now, the best ones, though, if I'm going to have them pure, the Honeycrisp apples are the
I'm
tastiest.
I'm right there with you.
Now, you know what the best apples are? The cheapest ones. That's how I decide. That's how I would decide.
Okay, text us. Muckleshoot Casino Resort text line, 888-973-5476. Well, as long as we're talking about fruit, what is the best fruit? I mean, if you had only one, you're on an island and you get to pick one. What
PSA.
Is it?
PSA for everybody. Pineapple.
I do love pineapple.
Everyone should love pineapple.
Do you don't get a rash after you eat too much?
No. I love the taste of it.
Do you do it on pizza?
Yes.
Yeah,
pineapple on a pizza.
No.
Pineapple.
No.
Yes. And back in the day, Smucker's used to make pineapple jelly, and they stopped. And it was the best on a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That was my dad's treat. We all during the week we have grape jelly, and then on the week like a special treat would be pineapple jelly on peanut butter. Man.
If there is one fruit that I encourage everyone to try,
what's that?
It's the Filipino mango. Not just any mango, but it has to be Filipino mangoes. I could live on that alone.
Really?
So good, so sweet, so delicious, and so healthy.
I believe it for sure. All right, I'm going to throw a curveball at you both here. This is from our conversation here about Sweet Caroline. And this one, G, say you're walking, you know, me, you, Nick, we're going out for a nice night on the town.
Somebody's going to stop and ask if you and Nick are okay. Go ahead.
We walk into the bar and you have a choice.
Okay.
Nick and I are going to go to the Touch Tunes and we're going to put either Sweet Caroline or Don't Stop Believin' by Journey on. Which one are you picking?
Oh, this is easy. I'm a sucker for Journey. Are you kidding me? Don't stop believing. Goodness, that is the best. Turn it on. Turn it on 2, 3, 4, 5 times.
I agree with G. I know it's supposed to be agree to disagree, but are you kidding me? It's not even close. Wow. Don't Stop Believin' is the one song that will get me dancing every single time.
Man, I'm all right. We're going right along there. I thought there would be a little bit more, but people love Journey. Journey is definitely one of those bands that I think will always have.
I just want to say, Sweet Caroline, dude, by the way, that's something not sitting right with me with that song anymore. That's a song that I would ask questions to you two, Nick and Paul, about that song. Journey is a song for all of us.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, here's another a really surprising statement here from Billy D. Williams. He is speaking up for actors who use blackface. Speaking on the Club Random podcast, Williams described how much he enjoyed the performance of Laurence. Is it Olivier or Olivier Oliver's? I can't remember.
No. Olivier.
Olivier. That's what I thought. Laurence Olivier's portrayal of Othello in the 1965 film. He added, "If you're an actor, you should do anything you want to do," he said. "As an actor, whatever you think you can do, you should be able to do it," he said. Ursula, does he have a point?
Can I defer to G?
Yes, you can defer to me.
Well, when it comes to, in the case of acting, my general feeling on blackface is just don't do it. Just don't do it. There's just too many opportunities for it to become an issue or to be used in a wrong way. And I would say don't do it. Now, are there any instances where in acting, it might make sense, possibly. I just can't think of it right now.
Yeah. Let me context to this. Do me a favor and don't listen to anyone that told you that Colt 45, the beer, was good. Billy D. Williams, for years, told you that Colt 45, that malt liquor, was the cool, refreshing drink. And he sat there on TV and in commercials and made you believe that that was a good beer. That is the nastiest beer that has ever been created. And please don't listen to Billy D. Williams right now. Don't do it.
Right?
That's my answer.
Okay.
Just leave that one
yes,
in the past, please. All right, let's focus on birthdays. I'm going to go with a couple of birthday-themed questions here because it, of course, is our main man, G. Scott's birthday today. Mm-hmm. G, first things first, what's the best way to celebrate the birthday? If you had it, you could plan it perfectly. What is the perfect birthday celebration?
I think a dinner with family and friends. Get together, that is the best. I always envision like TV shows or movies where they're all sitting down at the table and you got good food and you got good spirits.
Is it at your home or do you like to go out?
Go out because it's a special occasion and everybody. And I think you just, encapture everything at that moment. So I think that's the best. Like, for example, Ursula, when we went to your birthday dinner. That was cool.
That was really fun.
You know what I mean? I think that's the best way of doing it.
Yeah, that was really fun until I came down with COVID.
And
unfortunately,
that's right.
It was a gift that I gave to a few others, right. Sadly.
But wait, Deanna's just said that, oh boy, these are softball agree to disagree questions.
Yes, they are today.
Yeah, don't you guys want it light today? Go ahead. What you got?
They are really light. Are you springing for the build? Is that a birthday dinner that you really enjoy? Are you paying for the people to come to eat at this nice dinner, or is it better when someone else springs for the bill?
Well, I think you just gotta read the audience and read the crowd and everything. So if you can, maybe you can kind of put a little extra on it, the bill, to where you can kind of lessen the cost for everybody else that is attending. So, yeah.
Well, I like how you sounded kind of tentative answering that one.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
The best birthday gifts and the best way to celebrate, in my opinion, mm-hmm. would be when others are thinking of you and you're not doing all the planning. I love it when someone takes the reins and says, I'm going to plan this. You don't need to do anything. All I want you to do is show up.
I will tell you, I'll share with you all, And I'm not even exaggerating, because if I didn't believe this, I wouldn't say it right now. It is hard for my wife and anybody to buy me gifts, right? Like, it's hard for Lillian to get me gifts. She always tells me, like, I don't know what to get you, because you get whatever, you know, that kind of deal. But this morning, I was preparing for the show, and Lillian sent me a tribute video for my birthday. And I opened it up. And there was videos of all people telling me what they loved about me. Ursula, you were one of them. That was really cool.
I was thrilled that she asked me to be part of it.
I was in the office in tears.
Aww.
And so what I'm saying is that birthday gift that she got me was hands down the best birthday gift I've ever gotten before. I've never received anything like that. Now, keep it a buck. Usually, let's be real, y'all, usually those tributes and conversations and nice things and videos said about you usually happen when?
When you've passed.
You know what I'm saying?
Why do we do that? Why do we wait until someone is no longer here to start speaking and giving accolades?
Celebrating their life.
Yeah, why not tell someone when they can still hear it?
That's why that was the best birthday gift I've ever received.
So it was
a bunch of that, right? Like, it was, and you not knowing who was coming next, and it was video after video after video, so that was really cool. So, thank you, Ursula. Oh. You were really nice.
Aw.
Paul and Nick weren't on there. Go ahead.
In that same vein, G, would you rather be surprised like you were today, or give someone a list, here's all the stuff, and you'd rather get those stuff on that list?
I'd rather be surprised.
I think that's the best part of gift giving. When if you get a surprise gift that someone heard you say in passing 3 months ago, and then they remembered and they got you that gift, that shows that they're listening. That shows that they care. Yeah. And that's a really good gift, I think, to get. But doing something like that's a really cool way to celebrate your birthday. Yeah. I think that's awesome.
The best gifts for sure are those handwritten cards, or in the case of like that video, I think I would love that the best too. I don't mind though if someone does a combo. If I can give a suggestion, but also someone will come up with
sometimes
surprise.
Sometimes I'm looking for something that I want too. It's not, hey, it's your birthday. Never, not afraid to ask for it. Hey, I wouldn't buy those shoes for myself, but hey, you know, if you're thinking, if you got me on your mind.
Hey, 206 says, quote, "Don't let the smooth taste fool you." It fooled me many times in talking about Colt 45. Ursula, have you ever tasted Colt 45?
No.
Have you ever tasted any malt liquor before
No,
ever?
No, it makes me... Well, yes, and it made me shiver. I didn't like it.
All I kept thinking was, why is this like this? And why is everybody not complaining? And so you don't complain. You're like, oh, okay, well, I guess it's good. Oh, my goodness, this is awesome. And you're like, oh.
We used to pour orange juice into it in college to make it taste better, the malt liquor.
You were still drinking malt liquor in college?
Yeah, everyone's,
how?
Because we're broke.
Okay, still ahead. We had our fun stuff. We went light there, so we're going to go into a little more serious of a topic. Heather Bosch is going to join us, and we're going to be talking about how much it's going to cost you to have fun.
So, funflation?
Exactly. That's coming up next on the G and Ursula Show. And Ursula Show. Thank you so much for hanging out with us on this Thursday. I should call it Fresh Friday Eve.
It kind of feels that way, don't it?
I know. It really does. I almost had to remind myself that, oh, no, it's not a Friday.
Nope.
It is G's birthday. And speaking of celebrations, so many of us are getting into spring break right now. We're making plans for our summer fun. And then, of course, you got to bring in the party poopers, the folks who are warning us about funflation. And our Heather Bosch looked into this, and she joins us now. So Heather, it's going to cost us more. Tell us something, right?
Well,
it's going to cost us more to have fun.
Right. We know that overall prices are up about 20% higher than they were before the pandemic, but you're likely paying more for even discretionary fun.
Things like airline tickets, hotel rooms, concert tickets, dining out. I mean, these are all things that have grown more rapidly than the overall price growth we've seen.
That's Ted Rossman, senior industry analyst for Bankrate, who tells me he's really not trying to be a killjoy here.
I always try to be careful when I talk about this because I don't want to tell people, oh, you can't have any fun. But I do want to warn about the dangers of credit card debt.
The average credit card interest rate is a record high right now of 20.75%. And nationally, Americans owe $1.13 trillion on a credit card.
To put it in a little bit of context, that figure is up 47% from the beginning of 2021.
Yeah, there's still some post-pandemic pent-up demand here. So he suggests doing a couple of things. First, set up an entertainment fund. Money is set aside on a regular basis because
things are going to come up, and it's good things, right? You get invited to a wedding or a concert or a sports event or something. We want to be able to do these things, but we don't want to put it on a credit card and finance that forever and ever.
Next, he says, tap into unused gift cards, airline miles, or credit card reward points. But, a big but here, if you have a cashback or rewards credit card, remember, pay it off every month.
It doesn't make sense to pay 20% in interest just to get 1 or 2 or even 5% in cashback or airline miles.
He says the perks just don't make up for what you're paying in interest, guys.
I love all this great advice. I did notice I was looking at the credit card interest rates, and if you don't read the fine print,
it
is nuts. I love the idea, G, of using your unused gift cards. I just checked on the break as I was walking to the, and I wanted to see like what I have in my wallet. I have 5 gift cards that are unused, and you know, that is a great idea, because I think a lot of you, if you look right now, there are probably things that you've just kind of forgotten you even have.
You just stick them in your wallet or tuck them away in a desk drawer and forget all about the gift cards. But yeah, there are some out there. I've used them. Mine are all used right now, I guarantee you. Nothing in my drawer right now. How about you, G?
If you all are in doubt on what to get someone for a gift, just get them an Amazon gift card. It goes right in there, and I promise you it won't go unused.
He says that as I sent you one at midnight. I said it was in the middle of the night. I sent one to G. Okay. Wait, question, though. Are you doing anything differently as you see the prices going up in terms of vacations or anything like that? I mean, has that curtailed your activities?
You know, what's interesting is Rossman tells me that 38% of Americans they talk to say they are willing to go into debt to pay to do something fun. There's that much pent-up demand. They're just saying, I'm going to pack the family up. I'm going to go on a trip. I'm going to put it on a credit card. Just do it. 38% of us. That kind of surprised me.
It didn't surprise me. I've done it. I know exactly what you're talking about.
What kinds of things will you splurge for? What kind of things are you willing to say, look, yeah, vacation, I'm just going to do it?
Okay.
I'm of the mindset of, if it doesn't make you, you know, get in, so in debt, I'm of the mindset right now, and I think just, you know, everything that transpired last year for me has made me think, I need to do things when I am able physically to do things.
Now,
and one of those things is to travel and take vacations. Mm. And I'm not going to wait until, you know, 5 years down the road or 10 years down the road to do these things that I want to do. Because no day is promised.
You never know. Exactly.
That said, you don't want to get so heavily in debt that that starts to really actually ruin your quality of life as well.
No matter how broke I was, Ursula, I always kept getting haircuts.
You
had your priorities.
Fine.
Yeah, there's always money for that.
G always looks
fine. I try. Thank you, Heather. Appreciate
anytime,
you.
Guys.
You know what? That figure, about the 38%, would rather go in a little bit of debt to have a good time. I believe that. Might even be a little higher than that, Ursula.
I would say it's higher. My guess would be it's higher. I mean, I just think that so many people in maybe in my age group where you don't have as much expendable income, if you see that once in a lifetime opportunity, if there was a concert, show, trip, and you really only had one shot, I think some people might say, hey, I'll take the debt and I'll try to pay it off over the next couple of years, because I might not be able to get another chance to see this artist or go on this trip with these friends to this location.
In a perfect world, though, I like his advice, which is to have that entertainment fund that you put together. You want to know what I purchased just a couple of weeks ago? And it's funny because I know people say, well, why don't you just go to the bank? Don't you already go to the bank? I do. But this is something I did see on social media. It's one of those books where you stick your bills. It's from day one to 100. For day one, you put a dollar in. Day 100, you put $100 in. And if you save that amount in cash each time,
it's like $3,000.
By the end, it's $5,500.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do that. It's just a little, you know, sometimes you have that extra cash in your wallet that you're not going to miss if you put it away. I mean, same concept as if you put it away in a savings account. You're not going to miss it if you put it away.
But are you counting the 50 cents you get docked every time you take the money out of the ATM or at the grocery store?
Well, in this case, 50 cents? Are you kidding me? It's more like $3 to $5.
Oh.
If you're not doing your own
ATM.
Bank.
No, I'm talking about the grocery store, though.
Yeah, yeah, no. I'm just talking about, in this case, I'm my own bank. It's going to be a long time before I fill all those pages.
Since we're sharing, I share this one with you. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you've ever done this before, but I got so mad at a credit card statement recently. I got so mad that I took the credit card out of my wallet and I put it in my dresser drawer. And I said, I can't take that with me. Have you ever done that? You ever taken a credit, physically taken a credit card out of your wallet? Like,
don't
out of here.
Yeah, don't make it easy. Don't make it so easy.
Yeah. It was bad. And then all I do is go online and my credit card's already linked to that account and I just purchase more.
Shut it down.
I can't. Can't stop. Thank you, Heather. I appreciate you. Get another pair of shoes. All right, text messages, feedback. Hey, it's my birthday. Come on now. Oh, wait, one more thing. We didn't talk about this. Do you judge someone that says that they celebrate their birthday all month long. It's my birthday month because I do. I think something's a little bit off with you if you celebrate your birthday all month
long. And you know what I think?
What?
I think that you are someone who finds reasons to have joy. And if you want to make it a month, you just more power to you.
All right. Guess you know how to make the world a better place, Ursula. Text messages, feedback, and then we'll have Ursula's words to live by. It's Jen Ursula. G and Ursula, everybody. I don't know what it is about this week, but boy, it's been a good one. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Now, Ursula, we're going to pay it off by sharing all of the text messages that came. Not all of them, but the ones we can get. Yeah.
Yeah. But, so we started off with the breaking news that O.J. Simpson had died, and 206 said, I don't think O.J. deserves the time of day. Let this story die with them.
Oh, J.O. and Everett says, my reaction was literally, meh. I don't remember him as a sports star. I don't remember him as an advertiser. I vaguely recall a movie that was okay. I only remember the chase that inconvenienced a city and a trial that distracted a nation.
Annette K says, narcissist and psychopath, which both of us use those words, that she says, are perfect words to describe him.
Oh, wow. When we talked about the squatter's a big was a word we talk about a lot. 206 says, hopefully someone will just Google Kareem's name and find all the news about him.
And that was the tenant who stayed in that place for many, many months without paying rent. Cliff in Woodinville says the squatter should easily have a judgment against him for at least $30,000. That would be on his credit report. The situation is undeniable injustice in the name of justice and equity. It feeds the Seattle is dying theme.
Mike in the 360 says, I don't know what's more frustrating, the scammer who squatted and then charged us for his defense or the system that allows that to happen. In the first place.
Joe says, this is what they want. Make being a landlord extremely difficult so that you'll eventually sell and have someone with money buy it to build several units on that property.
Not wrong. Light Rail, we had that discussion. Brian in Bellevue says, Sully is my favorite conduit. I'm going to try commuting with it when it's open.
Yes, yeah, so Light Rail to the east side, which at least a stretch is going to be opening later this month. Sean in Parkland says, wonder what the ETA is for us out in unincorporated Pierce County, since we're also paying for it. I know, man.
Well, we're discussing light rail the entire time, and Kirk in Mount Vernon says, for me, it's like a trailer to a really bad movie. They show you all the good parts, and you think to yourself, hey, this doesn't look bad. That I'm going to go see it. Then you go see it, and it's 2.5 hour disaster. That is Sound Transit.
On Costco and why Costco always rates so high when it comes to popularity contests and reputation for being a best company.
Yeah.
Aaron in Auburn says she is 100% correct about Costco being the Toys R Us for adults.
253 says, as a 25-year Costco employee, thank you, Ursula, and everyone else that goes there and overspends.
Because I said I go in for a pack of bacon and somehow I end up with $300 worth of food.
Yeah.
Scenarios. Sue in Tacoma said, okay, on Scenarios, this was the husband who started singing Neil Diamond songs and pretending to be Neil Diamond because he did really well on karaoke one night.
Uh-huh.
Sue in Tacoma says she needs to sing along with her husband and just be glad he's alive and well. Perspective, baby. Exactly, Sue.
Yeah. Lori in the 206 says, thank you for reminding me about Sweet Caroline. I remember this version was out there and I needed a belly laugh today.
Okay. On new Apple names, I had come up with Luscious Tart, and Jeff and Bonnie Lake said, that sounds like a stripper name.
And
I said,
what'd you say?
I said, I know, G's rubbing off on me. Okay.
Wait a minute. You can't lie to the people. What did you say?
I know, I said it purposely.
Then you said G is rubbing off on you. Well, we talked about the new Apple names. Oh, Catherine in Paulsbo did say Pink Sunshine. Oh, that's
like
a good one.
I like that.
And then the last one,
is about Happy Birthday, G, yeah. Destiny in Seattle. We got tons of people who's
tons of yeah, you guys. Yeah. Mindy and Botho, Sharon the Scrabble Savant, Destiny in Seattle, Shannon in the 425, and a host of all of you guys have did it. You guys have made my birthday special. I appreciate you. Again, you know, there's no way in the world I'm going to take a day off on my birthday. Like, this is not working. Every single day, I get to hang out with friends. You guys know this. You guys, we text back with you. Yes. We read your texts. It's all a family. And even if you don't text, we still, hopefully, we make you laugh or make you cry or make you mad.
Mostly. Yeah, exactly. Do you know, okay, just real quick.
Yeah.
In Auburn, when I was down there this last weekend, Bob stopped me and said, "Are you Ursula from the G and Ursula show?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "You make me so mad." And I said, "But look, Bob, look how well we're getting along right now. See, you can
right,
we can make each other upset,
right,
but come away being friends."
Right? Are you a listener of the show right now and you're listening and we make you so mad, but you still listen?
We love you especially for that.
Words of Live By brought to you by Wilcox Farms. We together, Ursula.
And it's inspired by your birthday. It's a quote from Sammy Hagar.
Yeah.
Every year on your birthday, you get a chance to start new.
Hey.
I hope you have an amazing day.
There it is. I love that one. Nick.
Well, never did we really ask ourselves the simple question. Why is Costco so attractive, getting shoppers' full attention? Is it all from sights and smells the moment walking in the store? Or the samples sprinkled all throughout to lure you in for more? Well, regardless of the draw, I know it gets some love from G, and I'll play his favorite song when he's out on that shopping spree.
You're the best around.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to-
So happy birthday from our fans to G, and take my word that I know some old Neil Diamond or that Caroline won't be heard. We won't give that the birthday month treatment. We'll put it on the side. How about that?
Thank you. Appreciate that, Nick. Ursula, thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy your birthday.
Thank you. Shout out to Paul.
Thanks,
Paul
G.
is here today in for our chef today. Paul, we really appreciate all of your efforts.
Always happy to be here, G, and happy birthday. Enjoy yourself today.
Thanks, brother. And thank you and Nick for representing when I have questions.
Happy birthday, man.
All right. You know what's coming up next. Jack and Spike show's going to come on. You guys stick around for that. Really appreciate all of you for listening to Cairo Radio. We got to get going. We'll talk to you tomorrow. It's Fresh Fridays tomorrow. Appreciate you for listening. Love you for that. And as always, what do I say? Be kind.
Hope you have as much fun as we have. So long, everybody.